Round sublayering without mud, beginner edition. We're doing drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the goal is simple: a sub that feels round, steady, and heavy, plus a character layer that brings movement and attitude without turning the low end into soup. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass, one track that is basically just sub, and another track that is everything people can hear on smaller speakers, and they'll work together instead of fighting. Let's build it in a way you can repeat every time. Alright, step 0. Quick session prep. Set your tempo around 172 to 175 BPM. Now drop in a reference track on an auto track. Pick a drum and bass roller that you think has clean low end. We're not copying it, we're calibrating your ears. On your master, add Ableton's Spectrum. Set the block size to 8192, averaging to medium, and set the range from about minus 96 to 0 dB. This is not to mix with your eyes, it's to catch low end buildup while you're learning, because low frequencies are sneaky. Now step 1. Create the SUB layer. Make a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Put operator on it. Oscillator A. Sine. Keep it simple. For the amp envelope, keep the attack super short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay can be 0. Sustain should be full level. And release. Give it about 80 to 150 milliseconds. That release is a big deal. It keeps the sub smooth and prevents clicks, but it also helps you avoid that choppy, broken low end. If you want it rounder but still clean, you've got two safe options. Option 1. Change the sine to a triangle. Option 2. Keep the sine and add saturator after operator. Drive it lightly, like 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so it's the same loudness when you bypass it. That last part matters. Loud always sounds better, and we're not getting fooled today. Teacher tip. Pick one boss frequency for your sub. That means choose a root note and don't change it constantly while you're still learning. F1, G1, or A1 are classics. If your bass line jumps around too much in the sub range, the energy jumps too, and it can feel like mud even when your EQ is fine. Step 2. Create the character layer. Duplicate the MIDI clip from SUB onto a new MIDI track and name it Char. Add Waveatable. Start with a saw wave. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, not a massive supersaw. Detune around 5 to 15%. Put a low pass filter on it, and set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone depending on how dark you want it. Then add a little envelope to the filter cutoff for movement. Subtle is the keyword. Now here's the most important anti-mud move in the entire lesson, so really lock in. High pass the character layer. Put EQ8 at the very start of the char chain. Turn on a high pass filter and set it around 90 to 130 Hz with a steep slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. The mindset is, the character layer is not allowed to carry sub weight. If it carries sub, it will fight the real sub, and then you'll start carving EQ like a maniac, and it still won't feel clean. High pass first, then do your sound design. Quick solo scan check. Solo sub. You should hear almost nothing above about 120 Hz, maybe a tiny hint if you added gentle saturation. Solo char. It should feel like it starts after the low end. If you hear deep thumps in char, your high pass is too low, too gentle, or you've added distortion later that brought the lows back. Step 3. Group them and set up a clean bass bus. Select SUB and char, group them and name the group bass. On the bass group, add EQ8 first, then glue compressor, then utility. Optionally, a very light saturator after that, but keep it minimal. For EQ on the group, this is just cleanup. If things feel boxy or cloud, try a gentle dip around 180 to 300 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, with a medium Q. If it's harsh in the upper mids, maybe a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz, but only if you actually hear that problem. Glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not crushing. We're just gluing the two layers so they feel like one instrument. Utility on the group is for gain and width management. Keep your master with headroom while you're building. Aim to peak around minus 6 dB. If you build everything too hot, you'll think the low end is messy when it's actually just clipping and squashing. Step 4. Mono management. Drum and bass low end should be mono compatible. If your sub is stereo, it can feel huge in your room and then disappear on a club system. So put utility directly on the SUB track and set width to 0%. Done. That's your safety lock. Now here's a super useful check. Do a 10-second mono audit early. Put utility on your master and toggle mono on and off. If the low end changes dramatically, you've probably got stereo effects or unison phase nonsense bleeding too low, usually below about 150 Hz. If that happens, either raise the high pass on char, reduce unison, or recenter the character layer before any whitening. If you want to get fancy but still stock, you can do a split inside the bass group using an audio effect rack. One chain called LOW mono, low pass at 120 Hz, then utility width at 0. Second chain called mid slash stereo, high pass at 120 Hz, then utility width maybe 110 to 140%. Small moves. If you overwiden, you'll create more problems than vibe. Step 5. Sidechain the bass to the kick. This is the secret sauce for no mud, because a lot of mud isn't EQ, it's overlap. Kick and bass hitting at the same moment, fighting for the same space. On the bass group, add the regular compressor, not glue, for sidechain duties. Turn on sidechain, choose your kick track as the input. Starting settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release about 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Here's the drum and bass vibe check. It should feel like a tight bounce, not a giant EDM pump. If it ducks too long, shorten the release. If the kick still doesn't pop through, increase gain reduction slightly or shorten the attack. Optional upgrade when you're ready. Split the sidechain behavior. Put a compressor on SUB with lighter gain reduction, like 1 to 3 dB, and another on char with stronger gain reduction, like 3 to 6 dB. That way the sub stays authoritative while the mid layer politely gets out of the kick's way. And if you want it even more targeted, open the sidechain EQ and a compressor and emphasize the kick's thump area, often around 50 to 90 Hz depending on the kick sample. That makes the compressor react more musically, and it stops unnecessary pumping. Step 6. Tighten note length so the sub doesn't smear. Open your MIDI clip. Start with a one bar pattern and duplicate it out. Use eighth notes or quarter notes as the foundation, and add occasional 16th note pickups into gaps. Now the key. Don't let sub notes overlap. Make your notes end a tiny bit early, just a few milliseconds. Overlaps can create weird phase jumps and low end blur, and you'll chase that blur with EQ forever. This is one of those composition fixes, beat mixing fixes moments. If you're hearing clicks on note changes, fix it at the source. Add a tiny bit of attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the release consistent, and avoid legato overlaps on the sub. Step 7. Arrangement moves for rollers and jungle-rooted drops. Here's an easy structure. Bars 1 to 8. Keep sub and character steady. Minimal variation. Bars 9 to 16. Add a little call and response or a small pitch variation in the character layer. Every 4 bars, try muting the character layer for one beat or even half a bar. That little absence makes the return hit harder without adding any processing. Automation ideas. In the last 2 bars of an 8-bar phrase, slightly open the char filter cutoff, or automate saturation drive on char by a tiny amount, like half a dB to 1.5 dB. Tiny moves feel big in drum and bass. Now let's hit common mistakes quickly, so you can self-diagnose. Mistake 1. Both layers contain sub. Fix. High pass char at 90 to 130 Hz with a steep slope and watch out for distortion later reintroducing lows. Mistake 2. Sub notes are too long or overlapping. Fix. Shorten notes and keep that 80 to 150 ms release. Mistake 3. Stereo low end. Fix. Utility on SUB, width 0. Mistake 4. Oversaturating the sub. Fix. Keep SUB mostly clean. Put the aggression in char. Mistake 5. No side chain. Fix. Sidechain the bass group to the kick, 2 to 5 dB reduction, tight release. Mistake 6. Eking blindly. Fix. Spectrum plus A and B against your reference at similar loudness. Now a quick gain staging coach note that saves people every time. Turn the char layer down until the sub feels clean and loud. Then bring char up only until you can identify the notes on small speakers. If you crank char too early, it masks the sub, and you'll start cutting random frequencies trying to find the sub again. Optional sound design extras, if you want more translation without destroying the low end. In operator, you can add a second oscillator very quietly an octave up, just a touch, to help the bass read on smaller systems. Keep it subtle. If you can clearly hear the bass on phone speakers, you probably added too much. And if you want an audible bass cheat, make a third layer called Prez. Copy the MIDI from SUB. Use a brighter wave, like a square. High pass aggressively around 180 to 250 Hz, then add saturator or overdrive for bite. Mix it very low. This gives note definition without contaminating the sub. Alright, Mini practice exercise. Set up an 8-bar drum loop. Kick on 1 and 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Write a simple rolling bass line around F1 to A1. Build SUB with operator sign or triangle. Build char with wave eatable saw or light reese. High pass char at around 110 Hz. Sidechain the bass group to the kick for roughly 3 dB gain reduction. Then export a short loop and check two things. A mono. Does the low end stay strong? And on small speakers, can you still hear the bass notes? If the bass disappears on small speakers, do not turn up the sub. Increase character or presence layer content instead. Recap to lock it in. SUB is clean, mono, stable. Char is high-passed, textured, and does the talking. Group processing is gentle. Small EQ cleanup, light glue, controlled mono lows. Sidechain to the kick to prevent overlap mud. And keep note lengths tight so the sub doesn't smear. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like liquid roller, jump up, techie, neuro-ish, or jungle, I can give you a ready-to-go 8-bar MIDI pattern and a matching operator and wave-eatable starting preset so you can drop this straight into a track.